For decades, rural parts of the Northwest have found it difficult to lure doctors to their towns. Community leaders in Yakima went so far as to find a small medical school to train doctors to practice in these underserved areas. The Pacific Northwest University opened in 2006, but there's a problem. Small towns throughout the region just don't have enough residency programs, and that means many of these doctors in training may move away. Correspondent Matt Martin explains.
Patient TC is a 40-year-old female here.
Von Bullfinch sits in the office of his supervising physician. They are discussing treatment for a patient.
Okay, is she a smoker?
No, she hasn't.
Von was among the first class of medical students to graduate from Pacific Northwest University. It's an osteopathic medical school. Now he is a resident, getting real-world experience at the Clinic of Community Health of Central Washington.
I think it's very fortunate to have this additional residency spot here in Ellensburg because as far as what the community could do to pull in new doctors, I don't think there's anything better.
Vaughn grew up in Washington, and he and his wife plan on staying in the Northwest. But two-thirds of the graduates of Pacific Northwest University have to leave in order to find their own residencies. Unlike other medical schools in the region, the one in Yakima is not attached to a teaching hospital. Jeff Pryor is another graduate of PNWU. He and his wife also want to stay in the area, close to family, but for his residency, Jeff had to relocate to Traverse City, Michigan, and he's not quite sure if he'll be coming back.
I think one of the draws is that it'd be easy to stay here. I know who I do my referrals to because I've worked with them, and it's kind of comfortable because I've settled in here.
It's unlikely that a very high proportion will come back.
Dr. Roger Rosenblatt is a professor of family medicine at the University of Washington and studies medical issues in rural areas.
The best predictor of where somebody will go into practice is where they took their residency, and a good proportion end up practicing within perhaps 100 miles of where they finished their residency.
It's a trend the leaders of Pacific Northwest University are hoping to buck. Dr. Mike Maples chairs the Board of Trustees for the school.
Now, even if they go to Massachusetts for 3 years of residency, I think there's still a strong chance that we could get them back here to practice. I think that the university is achieving its mission in terms of producing physicians interested in primary care and in serving underserved populations.
But the biggest challenge to starting new residency programs is money. Dr. Don Weaver is the chief medical officer for the National Association of Community Health Clinics. He says the federal government does provide money for medical education, but there's been a cap on residency funding since 1997.
And so, yes, there's going to be need to be some relaxation of the cap or people looking at alternative ways of funding residency training and or both if residency positions are going to be expanded.
It's a little like the chicken and the egg scenario. But Roger Rosenblatt at the University of Washington is hoping that equation will change when more people have access to health coverage under Obamacare.
So let's be optimistic about this. We have the egg in the new healthcare system, so let's start building some really innovative chickens.
In the meantime, Pacific Northwest University has doubled its enrollment this year, and that means more osteopathic medical students will be looking for open residency spots. I'm Matt Martin in Yakima.